motor isn't purring like it used to? Don't junk it. Call the Motor Man. You'll get your motor running.
Get your motor running.
Healing your wheels for 35 years. Talk Radio 790 KABC is proud to present the one and only Motor Man, Leon Kaplan.
Say hallelujah.
That's right, folks. Say hallelujah and welcome back to another power-packed hour of the one and only Motor Man show, coming to you live from the beautiful Motor Man studios here at Talk Radio 790 KABC, where I put the romance back into all types of vehicles, whatever they may be. And, yes, I have a motto. My motto is I have a passion. And it really is a big passion. My grandmother told me that years ago when I was a child. You should have a motto, and that was always I have a passion for sharing. And that's the truth, sharing with you the information that I've accumulated over the last few years about all things motorized. It just seemed to be the things that I always enjoyed. You know, I wanted to know how planes work, cars work, motorcycles work. I mean, it all. I don't know why. I'm not saying that it's normal, but it's just the way that I work, I should say. So do you have a favorite vehicle you'd like to share with the Motor Man? You know, some unusual car? Give me a call at 1-800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-5222, 800-222-5222, or 800-222-KABC. I always say it's a real radio show. It's not an infomercial. And then again, good morning to Frank Taylor sitting in yonder there. Good morning, Frank. Thanks for these jokes. You got some more jokes. You know, I don't like this one. What is a scarecrow's favorite fruit? Strawberries. See, made out of straw. Oh, God, that's a bad one. Write some more for me, Frank. Write some more. That's not a really good one. Anyway, yeah, if you have a favorite car, especially talking about favorite cars, the LA Grand National Car Show is going on now in Pomona. So if you're looking for something to do today, go to the Grand National Car Show, Highline Motorsports. Instead of a real nice car, it's building number 5, and it's a 40 Cadillac with a blown late model Cadillac motor in it. Boy, I'd like to be there. I just don't have time. I prefer coming in doing the show. And so, anyway, enough of that. I've told you about the Challenger blowing up. And, I was going to be hopefully the next one to go up into space on that. I applied for that, but, that was the civilian in space program. Anyway, people are complaining about the cockpit and the cars, all this display of touch and go touch screens takes your mind off of all of that. And then they're complaining about these new cars. When you come to a stop, it's cold in the morning and you come to a stop, the engine cuts off. So the water's not heating up to get hot air coming into the car. So it's quite interesting that, I don't like that feature either, where it cuts off every time you come to a stop. So I welcome your opinion. BMW is going to make one model, the X2, a front-wheel drive model of their vehicle. I'm just going through some news that maybe you may or may not be interested in. But let's see if I got any other news. No, I've talked about it's windy outside there. And but anyway, let's go back to the phones. Let's go and speak to Blake, who's been waiting patiently. Blake, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Hey, Leon, how you doing?
I'm doing well, my friend.
I got a question. My daughter-in-law has an 06 Saturn Ion.
Right.
And for the most part, she starts up. It's a great car. But then every once in a while, you'll turn that key and you'll get nothing. Nothing even on the dash. It won't even start.
Does it make a noise like a click and that's it?
Not even that. We've had the battery checked and the alternator, and they seem to be fine.
Well, how does it start? If you jump it,
you can get it going. But this only happens every once in a while. Then she'll say, oh, well, sometimes if I let it sit a few minutes, I can start it, you know.
Well, the battery's not dead. If you jump it, all you're doing is put some extra voltage to it. So that's telling me that I was thinking that maybe something is draining the battery. The battery's going down, and because you said no lights or anything are on the dash that come on,
right,
and the battery's low. But then you said if she waits a while, sometimes it'll start up, or if you jump it, it'll do. It still, it sounds well. is two things. It's either got a bad neutral safety switch or ignition switch. I mean, it can be all these things, and easy to check if you're a technician. One is the ignition switch itself could be bad. Just the ignition switch where you put the key in and where that switch is located. Or it could be a bad starter solenoid. But even if you turn the key on and if it's the starter solenoid, that's a switch that's connected to the starter that tells the starter to work. And so when you turn the key to the start, you actually activate a part called a starter solenoid that engages the starter. So, but the fact no lights come on the dash is telling me that's not getting electricity through the ignition switch. So if it was a starter solenoid, you'd still have lights on the dash. That's the part I'm trying to sort of diagnose myself. You'd have the lights on the dash, but it wouldn't start. That's why I ask if it was you hear a click. So it could be, sound like an ignition switch or something of this nature where it's losing its power somewhere. Now it could be where the battery cables connect to the starter, and that's where it picks up the body feed that feeds the entire car of all the electricity. So it's several things that could be here. The fact it's when you tell me you don't have lights inside, that means electricity's not getting throughout the vehicle like it's supposed to. So it could be just a connection at the starter where the battery cable connects to the starter.
Well, how about this? I mean, these are side posts, you know, for the battery.
Right.
Could that have anything to do with it being loose? I don't know.
If they're loose, absolutely. If it's loose, absolutely. You need to take those need to be taken off and cleaned, because on a side post battery, most batteries have a post that come out on the top, the old style. Now a lot of the batteries have side posts where it's just a screw in the side, and it has little, I don't know how to explain it, like little prongs that sort of really engage into the lead part of the battery. If that has a bad connection, then that's going to cause your problem right away. I would pull the cable off and check that. Now, when you take the cable off, you're going to lose the memory in the radio and things of this nature. But those should be taken off, because it's very possible that you have a dirty connection on the inside. It may look good on the outside, but it's what's on the inside that counts. It's just like people. People, you know, it's what's on the inside that counts. It's not what we see on the outside.
I'll check that out. But hey, I wanted to make mention, a few weeks ago you mentioned, you know, Santa Monica used to have a wonderful aviation museum.
Yes.
And it closed, and it's so sad. I wonder what they did with all those wonderful planes they had there.
Well, they have another museum there that's going on now, but it's much smaller, and they're trying to get Santa Monica Airport to close. So the developers, I'm really against it. They shortened the runway, so only certain planes can get in there. Some of the jet airplanes can't get out. They shortened the runway like 1,000 feet. You know, it took 500 feet off each end of the runway, and they shortened the runway, and supposedly in 2020 or 28, they're going to close all of Santa Monica down, and you're going to see high rises and parks, and the developers are going to ruin Santa Monica. I'm going to tell you that right now. In my opinion, that's airport's been there for years and years before any homes were built. You know, Hughes Aircraft was there, and I'm very against it. I was against shortening the airport and all of these things. So I think it's a bad deal. It's a bad deal. And I've said this before. In Century City, is the highest building. Everything west of Century City, you don't see a lot of high-rise building. When that airport closes, you're going to see nothing but high-rise building and traffic like you've never seen before. And they say they're going to build a park there on those thousands and thousands of acres. And another thing, it's a shame that all the businesses around there are closed up. Thousands and thousands of business, well, not thousands, hundreds of businesses have closed up, restaurants and things of this nature. It's so sad what the city of Santa Monica is doing, my opinion. And I know some of you listening to me are going to be upset me saying these things, but I think it's a bad, bad deal what Santa Monica is doing, my opinion.
I agree with you. Hey, I got a question. On your plane, do you have a two-blade propeller or three?
Three-blade. I have a three-blade propeller.
Okay, now I got a question. Is the performance better with a three blade, or could it be just as good with a larger two blade?
I've had both. Usually a two-blade is a larger propeller. A three-blade becomes a smaller one because now I've got more ground clearance so the prop doesn't hit the ground. Sort of the new thing is a three-blade propeller on most of the new planes, but a two-blade is just as good. I've owned planes with both. And my 182 Cessna I had, a two-blade, was fine. It's a big two-blade. Two blades are usually larger than a three-blade propeller. So it's not a, to me, it doesn't make any difference. It's ground clearance is what they do. Is the plane, especially if you've got retractable gear where the plane sits lower to the ground than a three-blade because it's not so long where you may ding the ground hit or ding the prop, which should ruin your day.
So it has nothing to do with performance?
No, not in my opinion.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, wonderful. Oh, I was going to say, speaking of air museums, you've been out to Chino, haven't you?
Yes.
So I'm sure you've been to Flames of Fame, and then they have the Yanks Museum.
Right. It's a nice place, and I highly recommend it. Blake, thanks for your call. I agree with you with Santa Monica. Santa Monica is I think, well, I welcome your call. Folks, if you're listening to me and you're talking about the airport, give me a call, 1-800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-KABC, about Santa Monica Airport. Oh, okay. I want to talk about, Porsche downtown LA. Speaking of Porsche downtown LA, is the Peterson Automotive Museums have an exhibit of just Porsche starting February the 3rd, and it's open to the public. So I'd like for you to maybe take a visit to the Peterson Automotive Museum. That's changed, and it's really a nice, nice place. Well, excuse me. If you had a good year, then you really need to drive the best. If you're looking something, I just want to treat myself to something good and nice, then just go down to Porsche downtown L.A. You know, I've had a long conversation with their general manager, Victor. I want to try to get him on the air next week and see if we can get him on and tell you about what a beautiful facility they have and what great cars they have. And I really like what he has shared with me. Family owned and operated for 49 years, Victor and his team have made it their mission to be the automotive home of Porsche drivers in all of Los Angeles by providing them with a vast selection of new and used vehicles, exceptional cars, I should say, care and legendary customer service with a big, big smile. Now, lots of people claim to give great customer service, but Porsche downtown LA takes great, great pride in their customers. You know, they have a very high percentage of return and referral customers. That means great selections and great customer service. So go down to Porsche downtown LA and meet Victor and his team. You'll be very, very glad you did. And tell them the Motor Man sent you. Here's the deal. They're freeway close. Porsche downtown LA is located just four blocks from the Staples Center on Figueroa. Everybody knows where the Staples Center is. Just four blocks south of the Staples Center on Figueroa. It's easy to buy or lease your next car at Porsche downtown LA. They got the beautiful 911. Hopefully they got that 911 GT2 RS if you want the ultimate car. You know, then the Panamera is a gorgeous automobile. The SUV Cayenne, and then the Macan, a little smaller SUV. Oh, great, great vehicles. When you drive one of those, you usually have a smile on your face. When you're there, just tell them the Motor Man sent you.
What you gonna do?
On the next episode.
It's Peter Tilden on the next Peter Tilden at 10. Well, it looks like Wynn casino shares have dropped based on allegations of sexual misconduct by Steve Wynn. Why is the Stormy Daniels story just coming out now? Why now? And also, what happened at the Grammys? All of that more starting at 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Send Yeti on Over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hello, folks. As most of you know, I'm always looking around for good quality shops to where I can recommend people to go to. And one keeps coming up on the east side of town, L&T. I think we'll have more shops on the air. Now, they're going out of business and all of this, so it's good quality shops are there. L&T Japanese Automotive. Let me tell you about this great, great automotive repair facility, L&T. Amy at L&T Auto is so personal and knows more about autos than most, and she really treats you as an individual. At L&T, you're a very valued customer, never just a number or a ticket. And when working with you, they want to build that relationship that keeps you coming back again and again. And she likes to educate you about your auto and what needs to be done to correct any issues that you may be having. In addition to all of the awards for service, safety, and compliance, L&T Japanese Automotive will service your vehicle in a reasonable time at a very, very fair price. Regardless of your vehicle's make, you can bring it into L&T, and they can take care of you. They service all makes and models. Let me mention her husband's name is Albert. And Albert's the guy that's out in the shop and turning the wrenches and getting dirty. And like myself, as usual, well, you... somewhat. Anyway, so he's the guy that really knows it all. He knows everything about Japanese cars and all the cars. They have a lot of inventory about Japanese car. L&T is located in La Puente at 13908 East Valley Boulevard. That's 13908 East Valley Boulevard. And that's just off the 605 freeway at the Valley Boulevard exit there. Just get off at the Valley Boulevard exit, head east for about 1 mile on the right-hand side, and you've reached L&T. Reach out to Amy as well as Albert at L&T Japanese Auto. Here's their phone number, 626-333-1950, 626-333-1950, to take care of your vehicle the right way. I like to say the Motor Man way, but the right way. They do an excellent, excellent job. Just tell them the Motor Man sent you.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. Folks keep asking me how KFC can afford to fit 2 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, taters and gravy, a biscuit, a medium drink, and a cookie into my KFC $5 fill-ups and still sell them for just $5. Well, I saved a little money by only paying for 25 seconds of this here 30-second commercial. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply.
Pamela needs a plumber from time to time, and when she does, she calls the Smell Good Plumbers at Mike Diamond.
I do.
She posted a review online after her most recent experience.
I did.
It went something like this.
This is the second or third time we have used the Smell Good Plumbers at Mike Diamond. And we have been very happy with the service on all occasions.
So far, so good.
I appreciate the rapid response time most of all. Both technicians Joe.
Hello.
And John.
Hey, how are you?
We're very friendly, accommodating, and knowledgeable as they completed the tasks at hand. We will share our positive experiences with our friends, family, and neighbors.
That's great to hear, Pamela. I'm Mike Diamond. I want to thank you for such a positive review. I guarantee my plumbers will show up on time and unclog your drain for $99.
Another satisfied customer. You'll find lots of them on the testimonials page at MikeDiamond.com. Check them out and then call 1-800-446-MIKE. Contractor license number 399170.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
Nice old song back in the 60s when California was fun to cruise around in. Those were the days, and I'm glad I enjoyed those days. It's hard to go cruising now. You get frustrated. Well, Dan Gurney passed away. I've had the pleasure of meeting him many times there, and he passed away on January 4th. He was a race car driver and drove many races, and plus, he was a real nice guy, so... rest in peace, Dan Gurney. I tell you, he was a good, good man there. Okay, 1-800-222-KABC. Let's go and speak to Sean. Sean, maybe I could run a joke by Sean. Sean, you mind if I run a joke by you?
Sure. Good morning, Motorman.
Good morning, my friend. God, Frank, come on. You got to write better jokes than this. When should you take a cookie to the doctor? When should you take a cookie to the doctor?
I don't know.
When it feels crummy. You can laugh. I had to laugh at that too. So, I'm sorry about that. It's just part of the show. People, it's a motoring show, or at least I think a nice radio show. And Frank has to throw all these dumb jokes in. So I apologize.
Yeah,
I can help you, my friend.
Yeah. Well, man, I have a friend who has a 63 Ferrari convertible, and he has a fuel line leak. And I don't know anybody that can work on a Ferrari that old.
Well, there's people out there. It's a 63, you say.
63. Yeah, 63. It's nice. We're both over 6 foot, so he gave me a ride in it. I barely fit, but
it's a tight fit.
It's a two-seater.
Well, there's several people around, especially Ferrari people. There's a lot of guys, you know, working on antique cars, which I love to do, but it's just a labor of love. It's no way to make money working on antique cars. Now, there are people around. I can try to find, I'll tell you what, I'll take your number off the air. I got a friend of mine that has lots of Ferraris, and I'm going to call him and see who works on his Ferrari and get you the number. I can call the Peterson Automotive Museum, and you could ask for Leslie Kendall. Leslie Kendall, and he's the curator of the Peterson Automotive Museum, and he'll know people that will work on that car that probably close to you in the Los Feliz area.
Leslie, what was the last name again?
Kendall.
Okay, I'll call him tomorrow then.
Yeah, call him tomorrow, tell him you talk to me, and he'll give you a list of names also that work on those cars.
Thank you, Mother Man. I appreciate it.
And I appreciate you, and you have a great day, my friend.
Okay, have a great day. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye now. Okay, let's go and speak to Mario. Mario, it's your turn with the Motor Man. Good morning.
Yes.
Mario, it's your turn.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How can I help you, my friend? Hi.
Good. I had a question for you. Yesterday I purchased a vehicle, and because of the discount on that the dealer was offering, they did not allow me to, you know, buy the car cash. So I had to walk out of there with a loan. So the question is, do I have the right to go in there today or tomorrow and pay them the balance?
Well, when you say cash, are you talking about green, or you just wanted to write a check for the car?
No, write a check. Yeah, because the financing that we're giving me was no good. So, you know, so I told him, look, just give me the numbers, I'd get your cashier's check. And he said, well, at this price, we cannot do that.
Well, I don't know why. I'd drop the car back off. If we want to sell it, I tell him, well, I'll just drop the car back off. I'll go to another dealer. You can go to another dealer. What kind of car was it?
Well, no. It was an Escalade. They're giving a big discount. So it's because of all, he said, because of the discount that I was getting on the car.
Well, they want to make money on the loan, but I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's up to you and see. Say, well, do you want the car back or you want the money? I mean, and so. Okay.
But I mean, do I have the right to go in there and take them a check for the balance and they have to accept it?
Well, that I can't answer. I'm not an attorney. And, you know, I don't know that'd be, if I would give you the right information. See, you've already signed a contract for a loan. Right.
Yeah.
So you signed the contract for a loan, so that may be binding. So now you want to pay it off. The contract to pay off, you wouldn't have to pay the car. You'd have to pay the loan company off. Now you could call the company, the loan company says, can I pay you off? And see, unless it's less than, you know, 72 hours, I don't know how the law works with that. And since it's a special deal, but you can call the loan company up and say, okay, I want to pay it off. Maybe make one month's payment and then pay it off.
And then pay it off.
You know, I mean, that, I mean, that, you'll have to call, and I don't know how the contract reads, but, that's the only thing I can figure out is, you know, pay one month, say, hey, I'd really like to pay it off and see if there's a payoff penalty. There may be a payoff penalty involved.
Okay. No, I read the contract. There's no payoff penalty. So.
Well, if there's no payoff penalty, you can make 1 month, go to the contract, go to the company. That's probably a loan company that's doing that, rather, unless it's the company that with the car itself.
So, no, I think it was through, it's through GMAC.
Well, GMAC, that's General Motors. So that's General Motors owns that. But if it's not, then I would just go and see if you could, you know, ready to contract, see if you can pay it off. I mean, that you'd have to just ask the question, and if you wanted to do that.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for your time.
Good luck.
Right.
Thanks for
have
calling.
Have a good weekend. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You do the same. And that leaves a line open, folks, at 1-800-222-KABC. I didn't hear many people call about the Santa Monica Airport. I'd like to get some information about you think that's appropriate, for even if you're against it or for it. Give me a call at 1-800-222-5222, 1-800-222-5222. Just something to make conversation to see with, or anything else. Got an old car you'd like to talk about? Give us a call at 1-800-222-KABC. In fact, if you missed any part of the Motorman Show, we'd just like to hear it all over again. Well, here's your chance. Now, there's Motorman Lee Young Kaplan on demand. Just go to KABC.com and click on demand. And there you'll find previously broadcasted programs of my shows. That's Motorman Lee Young Kaplan on demand at KABC.com. There you can read my bio. Plus, you can see what a real good-looking guy that I am. I mean, there's a picture of me. Anyway, crank her up, Frank. Time for the news, and then more of the Motor Man Show coming up.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. A suspect and a California Highway Patrol officer were injured early today during an exchange of gunfire in Dana Point. Both were taken to hospitals for treatment. A SIG alert is affecting the number 1 and 2 lanes of the southbound 101 just south of Sunset Boulevard due to an overturned box truck. A groundbreaking ceremony will be held tomorrow for a two-year, $270 million renovation of the historic Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. The renovation project is not expected to impact the Trojans' 2018 home football season. And red flag warnings remain in effect as strong and gusty Santa Ana winds continue across much of Los Angeles and Ventura counties with gusts as high as 65 miles an hour. KABC SoCal weather, sunny skies, highs around 80 at the beaches, mid to upper 80s inland. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Tonight, Jillian Barbary and John Phillips get you ready for the State of the Union at 5. Then, President Trump delivers what is sure to be the best State of the Union address ever at 6. Followed immediately by the Kings and Stars in Progress, The Drive Home, The Don, and The Kings. No one covers the State of the Union like Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. In 2017, 9,000 Southern Californians made their Mercedes-Benz dreams come true at Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. I'm proud to say we're still the number one dealership for the 19th consecutive year.
This is your last chance to take advantage of our 26th anniversary sales event going on now with great offers like the new 2018 CLA250 for just $309 a month, 36 months, $3903 due at signing.
Visit us at fjmercedes.com.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach.
Call 866-827-8910 for details.
Hey, what's going on around your house? Need a little help? A second opinion? Well, I'm here to help answer any questions you have about your home. All you have to do is call. Join me, Lou Manfredini, every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on House Smarts Radio, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
People are always asking me, what's the best way to sell my used vehicle? You know, I say you need to be sure, in fact, very sure, that you're dealing with a trusted and reputable buyer and that the transfer of the property is very safe. And it's actually very convenient. That's why I tell them to call my friends at the Arrow Suite Company. That's AARO, the Arrow Suite Company. They've been in business for years and years and years. The Arrow Suite Company will come out, buy your vehicle on the spot. They'll take your information and give you a quote. You know, want to sell your vehicle at the highest possible price with absolutely no hassle? Go to MotorManForCars.com. That's the best recommendation I can possibly give as I let them use my name. I know these folks, they just do an outstanding job. You'll get more money than what you can get on a trade-in. MotorManForCars.com. Your vehicle doesn't even have to be running. What could be any easier than that? You'll save time and a lot of money by eliminating the expense of posting ads and waiting for the phone to ring and having strangers come to your door. Just go to MotorManForCars.com. and turn your clutter in your garage or in your yard into cash. The Arrow Suite Company will buy your vehicle regardless of how much you owe and would give you a very, very sweet deal, guaranteed. You know, call my friends at the Arrow Suite Company to find out how much cash can be in your pocket today. Yes, they can do it today. Use a trusted resource to sell your used vehicle. Just go to MotorManForCars.com. Again, that's MotorManForCars.com. Or actually, you can give them a call, 800-870-1841. That's 800-870-1841. 800-870-1841. Call them today. Tell them the Motor Man sent you.
Staying healthy is difficult. You've got health questions, I've got health answers. I'm Dr. Bob Martz, and tune into my show Sunday morning at 10, right after the Motorman. Sponsored by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Chia Omega at finer health food stores.
Operators are standing by.
Hello?
At 800-222-5222.
Go ahead, say it.
790-KABC.
Still get dressed on Sunday, yes I do. Still get dressed on Sunday, yes I do.
Oh, I should have been a singer.
After I take my mother's church, I don't
know. Oh, everybody says I got just a great voice for singing. But I missed the boat. I missed the boat. Okay. Let's go back to the phones, and we're speaking with, let's go and speak to Dennis. Let's see, Dennis is waiting. Dennis, I hate to do it. How about a joke?
Hey, man, I am so glad I'm talking to you all. Do you know who Merle Haggard is?
Say again?
Do you know who Merle Haggard is?
Oh, yes, Merle Haggard, absolutely.
Anywho,
listen to this joke. I got to do this joke. I know you don't want to do it, but Frank makes me do
this. No, I want to do it. I want to do it. I got a joke for you.
Okay. What does a moon rock? No. Why does a moon? Frank, you got to learn to write better. Why does a moon rock taste better than an earth rock? Why does a moon rock taste better than an earth rock? Because it's a little meteor. A little meteor. That's not bad. That makes you think on that joke, Frank.
Hey, what's got 18 legs and catch flies?
18 legs,
what?
Catch fly?
What
a baseball team.
What has eight? Beg your pardon?
A baseball team.
Oh, man, you got me. Okay.
Frank got
right.
You. Frank told me. Frank told me that one, see? Frank got that one. I apologize. He wrote it. Frank says he wrote that one. Oh, brother.
Frank is quick, man. He's quick. I thought I had you on that one.
No, Frank just told me in my headset as soon as you said, he said, I wrote that joke. So, anyway, how can I help you, my friend?
Anywho, I got a 1976 Dodge Ram Charger 4x4.
Mm-hmm.
And it cranks. Okay, I got two questions on it. Okay, it cranks. Okay. I changed the starter. I've changed the ignition, but I will start it up sometime, and then it will run da-da-da-da-da, and then when I try to start it again, it won't start.
Well, when you say it does start, is it crank over and over? I didn't know what the da-da-da-da is. Now, what is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. It will start up. I will start it, right? It will crank over. I will start it. And then when I turn it off and I try to start it again, it will not start.
Does it crank? Does it crank, 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 crank? See, I think that's
It runs. It runs. It's a, you know, I'm thinking it's an electrical problem. I don't know.
But I didn't ask you. If it was running. I says, does it make a noise when it start? Does it crank? Does the, you hit, can you hear the start a crank in the engine? You got
yes,
me confused.
It'll start perfectly. It'll start like it should.
Okay.
Everything is good.
Then what's the problem?
The problem is, after I turn it off, it will not start again.
Okay. Does the start a crank? Can you hear it start a crank in the engine? It just doesn't start, or nothing happens?
Nothing happens.
Probably got a bad starter. If nothing happens.
But I put a brand new starter on it.
You put a remanufactured starter on it. They don't make a new one for a 76.
Okay. right.
You put a remanufactured starter on it. So it still may be the start if you turn the key. It's either that or a bad ignition switch or dirty battery cables. I guess it could possibly be a dirty battery cable, but it sounds like it possibly, if you starts up and cut it off and then next time you turn, nothing happens, it may be the starter or a bad ignition switch. One of the two could be causing your problem. Guaranteed. All right.
Okay.
Check that out, and I think you'll find one of those is the problem. And thanks so much for your call. I had a hard time there, man. What's going on? Alex, West Hollywood, good morning.
Good morning, Leon. How are you today?
I'm just doing fine today.
Excellent. Today is like a day of bad starts for you, and I got just one of them as well.
Okay.
I have a 2002 Nissan Maxima. Had it for about 10 years, and I'm having an issue with it, with the starting as well.
Yeah, it has been a starting day.
Yeah, if I go downstairs right now, the car hasn't been touched in 24 hours, I'll do the key, it'll turn right on, it'll be perfect. I'll drive a couple of miles, park it, come back in half an hour, twist the key, nothing will happen. The lights will light up, no cranking sounds, absolutely nothing. I turn the key 3, 4, 5, 6 times, maybe on 6th, 7th time, it'll turn on.
I think it's a bad starter solenoid.
Bad starter solenoid?
Mm-hmm.
It's got a new battery. I had mechanics put in their scanners, and they're not saying anything. They're saying everything is fine.
Yeah, it doesn't show anything on a scanner. When the starter solenoid, you'd have to really test it, you need to catch it in the act. As a technician like myself, you need to catch it in the act. I would put a meter on it, and I'd see when you turn the switch, and I'd see that electricity is getting down to your starter, nothing's happening, or to the starter solenoid, then I would know that it was the solenoid causing the problem. And that usually what happens there. When you go back and forth, you just keep sending electricity down to it. And it could be an ignition switch, but it sounds more like a starter, a solenoid problem. Now, the solenoid and starter are sometimes all connected together. So you've got to check that out.
That's perfect, because in my previous car, I've had a very similar issue, and all I replaced was the ignition on it. And you're saying it might be the ignition as well, but most likely the starter solenoid.
That's correct.
I appreciate your time, Leon. I hope you have a great day.
I appreciate you as well, Alex. God bless you, and you have a great day as well.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Okay, let's go, and let's see. We have a line open, so give us a call, 1-800-222-KABC. And let's see, Granada Hills, we got this one is Mike in Santa Monica. Mike, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Motorman.
How you doing?
I was calling in on your invitation about the Santa Monica Airport.
What's your feeling about that?
Oh, I'm trying to stay... I don't want to get too angered, but
with me or Santa Monica?
No, the Santa Monica people trying to close the airport.
Ridiculous.
So I'm like 50, what am I, 56 or something. I've been taking some flying lessons when I could afford it, with a goal to get a license. And as you know, flying is such a fantastic thing. If it wasn't so expensive, so many kids and things could be having a great time.
It's magical. I think it's something magical that you can actually, when I go fly to go from A and end up at B and say, wow, how'd I do it? Not road signs. It's nothing. You just go and you're in the air. I mean, to me, it's something magical.
Yeah. And the sad thing is here, it really gets down to the politics, much like things in California that the people, you try to fight for these things, it's very ugly. And as you know, there's big celebrities that use the airport here, like Harrison Ford and others.
I was with Harrison Ford last Friday night. I was with Harrison, and he keeps his planes there. I don't know. He's got a jet there, and now they've shortened the field.
Right.
I meant to ask him what he thinks about trying to get Harrison on the show one day and talk about some aviation issues there.
Oh, that'd be fantastic, because he is quite, like yourself, he's quite the guy.
Yeah,
and
he's a good man.
I suspect, I don't know if this came up, but people like him could have influence, but I think the fighting is so ugly, I don't think people want to get involved with it.
Well, you got the city involved. The city wants to make money. It's so many people have lost lots of money out there. They charge for landing. I don't even go out there. It used to be a restaurant there I'd fly to. Now they charge me to land there. And it's just ridiculous. In my opinion, I think Santa Monica's making a big mistake. But that's the people around there, I guess, voting against it. And that airport's been there for years and years. It's a good airport. It's close to Los Angeles. And it's a big business that could be run there, and yet they say they're going to make a park out of it. Give me a break.
There's already nice parks there for dogs and other things, and they're still expanding the parks. And that restaurant, they were like a strong arm. They were forced out. The city wouldn't renew their lease. It's just really, really ugly.
Yeah, we used to have our meetings there. I belonged to a flying club. We used to have our meetings there, it's too bad. But I agree with you 100%. I appreciate the call, my friend.
Yeah, and I appreciate your support of the flying industry. Thank you very much.
All right. You have a great day. It is a great day. If you don't believe me, just try missing one of them, as I usually say. Okay. Let's see. Before I go any further, I got Art. We'll go to Art, and then we'll go to Cecil. We have some other calls. But first, folks, can you believe it? A new year already, and my friends at Budget Car Sales have a great year, so they want to start 2018 with a huge savings for all of my listeners, or to all of my listeners. They'll save you lots of money. You know, now through the end of the month, and it's getting close to the end of the month, you will get the same, save thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on their already low, low prices. You will also be able to take advantage of not having to make any payments until April of 2018. Yes, that's right. No payments till April of 2018 on approved credit. Budget makes buying a vehicle very, very easy. They have SUVs, trucks, sedans. They have everything there. And that's why I recommend Budget for all your vehicle purchases. A normal transaction at a dealer is around 4 to 5 hours. Budget gets you in and out in less than an hour with red carpet service. That's right, red carpet delivery service. So why not give them a call? Call them now. They're standing by. 562-407-2800. That's 562-407-2800. Budget offers on-the-spot financing on approved credit, and they'll even take your trade-ins. Budget only sells certified, checked-out vehicles with low, low miles that are still under full factory warranty, so there's absolutely no worries, and you can rest assured that you're getting a very clean vehicle with a great history behind that vehicle. So call Budget today, 562-407-2800. That's 562-407-2800. I'm even going to take my Harley truck over there. I don't use that, just sitting in my hangar. I'm going to take it over to Budget Car Sales and have them sell it for me. You know, there simply isn't a better place to buy your next vehicle. And just tell them the one and only Mona Man sent you.
And get smart.
Alcohol sales dropped 15% in states that have medical marijuana laws.
That's not surprising.
And the news pun writers were working a little OT at Forbes, because you want to hear the lead sentence?
Uh-oh.
A joint study by researchers. You see what they did there?
This is joint.
Oh, they're so funny.
McIntyre in the morning
with Leanne Tweeden News. 5 to 10 on KABC.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. Sunday mornings at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/view for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/view. That's match.com/view. Match.com/view.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and get instant gold status, you'll save on every fill, every day.
But you'll feel like you just won a dance-off competition that saved the world.
That's what it feels like to have gold status with the Fuel Rewards program at Shell. With gold status, you'll save 5 cents with every gallon from the first fill. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details.
News.
Talk.
Evolve. 790. KABC.
Lowrider. Welcome back, everyone, to the Motor Man Show, 1-800-222-KABC. Let's go back to the phones again. KABC Talk Radio time is 9:50. Where's the time going? I should be on during the week at drive time with John and those guys. I used to be on the drive 7 to 9 during the week for several years there. Let's go and speak to Cecil. Cecil in Torrance. Cecil, welcome to the airport. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Motorman. Sorry to hear about your wife dying.
Well, thank you very much. So am I.
Mine died 3 years ago. I know how you feel.
Wow.
I'd like to talk to you about Santa Monica Airport.
Okay.
I worked for Douglas for 48 years, aerospace engineer, and I'm very familiar with that airport. I flew in and out of there a few times. You know that airport... was opened in the 20s, and Douglas built all their commercial airplanes there.
That's right.
Until they started building jets.
Right.
Then they had to move to Long Beach for the longer runway.
Right.
And the first airplane that flew around the world was built there at Santa Monica.
That's correct.
And Douglas has still has a, I think it's still there, I can't think of names now.
Well, there's a lot of history there at Santa Monica Airport, just a lot of history there. And it's just, you know, and I can understand, you know, if you live near airport, if you live near LAX, you can't close LAX down. The airport's there before the houses were built around there. So,
yeah.
And so everybody wants to close the airport. I mean, Van Nuys, where I fly out of, and I think Van Nuys got the best controllers in the world. I'm telling you, those ladies that are controllers of Van Nuys Airport are knockouts. They do an excellent, excellent job. No, so anyway, women do a excellent job of being controllers, but the men do a good job too.
I would think somebody might be able to make that a historical site.
Well, they tried to make a historical park out of it. It'll be Santa Monica Air Park, just as something of this nature. I just don't see why the airport's closed when it's so close to L.A. It brings so much revenue into the town. There's businesses all around there. It's closed up. They've shortened the runway. They've already started. It's just somebody is licked off the red off their candy or something like that. I don't know how it all started. That's my opinion. And, I know people probably get upset with me about that in that area. You'd want to see it closed. I think it's a big mistake.
Oh, I definitely think it's a big mistake.
It's a big mistake. It has lots of history with it and that. And I thank you for your call. I appreciate the call, Cecil, and you have a great, great day. Okay, let's go and speak to Art in Granada Hills. Art,
yes.
Welcome to the program.
Yes. Oh, yes, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for answering the call. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
here's what I got. I got a 2017 Ford Transit 150. This is a cargo van.
Cargo van, nice van.
It's a very nice van. I have it all tricked out with my cabinets and my shelves for the business. It works beautifully. The one thing that I dislike is the noise, the brakes, the rear brakes. It's all four disc brakes. There are no drums. And when you're moving in reverse, roughly a mile an hour or something really slowly, and you tap on the brakes a little bit, you get a vibration noise coming from the brakes. You can feel it on the pedal, just a tap on the brake pedal when it's happened. Now, it's intermittent. It doesn't happen all the time, but probably, I don't know, 6 out of 10 times you go in reverse a little bit, it goes like a, you know, loud, very loud vibration noise coming out of those brake discs.
Well, I just shouldn't. Yeah. Is it a squeak, a squeal, or
it,
squeak?
It's like when you have two pieces of metal vibrating against each other due to abnormal friction, you get that sort of a dull, loud noise.
And it's coming from
not
the
a squeaky,
back brake.
Not a squeaky sound.
I'd have it certainly checked out. It may be something in the ABS brake or one of the calipers, since it's a disc brake vehicle, maybe sticking. That should be covered under warranty. Even though you got 18,000 miles, that should be covered under warranty.
Okay. A quick question about...
And use the word safety. When you take it in, say, I'm concerned about the safety of it.
Oh, yeah.
This is what makes the manufacturers a little nervous when you use the word safety. Sometimes I wonder, maybe it's not going to stop or something, and I'm real concerned about this. And so they may put all new brakes on the back. So these are things you need to check out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I was wondering, can using the handbrake when you're fully parked, if utmost necessary, if you're parked, let's say on a hill slope, and you use your handbrake pretty often. I mean, I run service calls. I'm a repair technician, and I do a lot of, areas in the mountains.
You should use your, most people used to call them emergency brake, but the handbrake, that's what it's there for, not just.
That's what it's there for, right. But,
that's right.
But could this problem be generated if you use it often? I mean, I sometimes just automatically put the handbrake on, even if I'm parked.
That's okay. If
anywhere.
You used it 100 times a day, it should be fine. It should not happen.
Okay.
No, it's designed to use that. It's emergency. It's a safety issue, not an emergency.
Yeah.
It's a safety issue to use it as a parking brake. And the correct language is a parking brake. So.
There you go. Yep. Okay.
All right.
I'll
take
you to the dealer.
Yeah,
I appreciate it, sir. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you, Art. I appreciate the call. Okay, let's go see if we can squeeze. Boy, time's going by quick. Is it Marianne in Burbank?
Yes, dear heart. You are such a wonderful person.
Thank you.
And you're funny. I love your little jokes. Honey, this is a 77 Dodge. It's a cab over motor home, and I don't drive it a whole lot, but I had it. A new engine put in a few years back, but I hardly put any miles on it, honey. I only move it now and then. But when I picked up the car from the garage, he said, "Watch out for the keep an eye on the temperature." I put in a heat shield. He put in a piece of metal on the right side of the engine.
Yeah, probably a shroud around the fan. A shroud around
shroud?
The fan. What they call it, if he can put metal, it sounds like he put a heat shield around the fan to direct more air. Evidently, you're having a problem with overheating?
Yeah, and it overheats to the point where it catches on fire.
Well, you got something wrong with it. Somebody's not checking it out. How long do you have to drive it before it overheats?
Oh, a block.
And you got a bad thermostat. If you have to drive it a block and it overheats, and you've got something, a complete blockage in the system somewhere, either
what,
a thermostat.
What could it be? It's not cooling off?
Yeah, it's a bad thermostat. It possibly could be a bad thermostat. Just mention, if it heats up that quick in one block, you got no circulation in the water. And the cooling system. So you've got a bad thermostat. It sounds like either a plugged up radiator or a bad thermostat. And more than likely the thermostat is stuck and it's not opening.
I'm going to check that out. Listen, I just want to explain how severe it is. There was a little, he didn't put the hood back on, bucket it right. There was a little space. So I put, you know, the Shaw wooden shoes you have, Dr. Shaw shoes. I put a wooden shoe in there, in the space. Between where you buckle the hood back, the inside hood, you know.
Right.
And that thing got caught on fire and charcoal, and that's a big piece of wood, guy.
That's a big piece of wood, and it shouldn't be catching on fire, my goodness. Oh, boy, come to me. Thanks so much for your call. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. God bless everybody calling in. Thank you for listening to the Motor Man Show. Next week we'll do it all over again from 8 until... 8 until 10. Do the same thing. I want to thank all law enforcement, all veterans, fire department, good teachers, and especially I want to thank Dr. Bob for keeping everybody healthy. Stay tuned for Dr. Bob. He'll keep you healthy until next week where we can do it all over again. Remember, keep smiling. It's just a little curve that sets a lot of things straight. Have a great week, everyone.